Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, and we go right to the guest line as promised. Patriots captain, defensive back, and punt returner Marcus Jones joins us. How are we doing, Marcus?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. How was the little mini bye weekend after playing on Thursday Night Football? Did you get some R&R? What were you up to?
Oh, yeah, no, it was nice, you know. We played basically, I'll say, like, what was it, 3 games in like 12 days, we'll say. But the mini little bye week was good. Got some recovery and everything like that. So looking forward to this week.
Very nice. Did you get a chance to watch any football yesterday? Do a little, I don't know, like advanced scouting for potential opponents, or just, you know, kick back, you know, order some wings and be a fan?
I was basically being a fan this week. I was definitely watching some football and everything. But, sat back and just watch football and everything. It's nice, not too many times we get to sit back and just watch football as a fan, so I took advantage of that opportunity for sure.
Okay, I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know, but a lot of people watch football for offense, right? Quarterbacks, wide receivers, scores, and plays. And you try to stop all that in your job on a weekly basis. But when you're watching as a fan, do you like watching offense? Are you rooting for scoring plays? How do you watch as a fan?
I'm just rooting for good football. You know, I'm not really watching it like, oh my goodness, I would love for the offense to score here and everything. I just watch for good football. You could say that I like more good defense and everything like that than good offense.
So, Marcus, going back to, I know now it's been 4 days, and coach usually a couple of days after a game wants you to start turning your attention to the next challenge ahead of you. But going back to the Jets game, what kind of challenges did the Jets and a very mobile Justin Fields present to you guys? And do you think that that may have been some good preparation for you guys with coming clashes against Josh Allen and, of course, Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we primarily focus on just the situation of the Jets. You know, every week is different, so we don't really look at it in the sense of, like, preparing for another quarterback and kind of going from there. But, Justin Fields, you always got to end up accounting for a quarterback. You know, he's an athletic guy and everything, and extends plays and stuff. So that's the main thing that we try to always hop onto and stuff, and then correct the things that we need to get corrected.
Marcus Jones, Patriots cornerback, here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoon. Speaking of things that need to be corrected, and I'm not going to ask about the opening drive. We've been there. We've done that. But I did want to ask about the red zone. And it seems like that's an area Coach Vrabel brought it up on the Greg Hill Show this morning on our station. You guys have had your ups and downs in that area, and I know we've seen a lot of defenses over the years that, you know, try to be that whole bend but don't break mentality. How and where do you think you guys can get better in terms of red zone defense?
Yeah, I would say the main thing is communicating. You know, because most of the time, whenever we are in a short part of the field, you know, people try to hit you with tricks, or, you know, they try to do speed breaks, and, you know, they try to get onto the ball fast and stuff. So, you know, everything's quicker down there, so we got to make sure our eyes are in the right spot and everything.
So you obviously would have heard by now, but Milton Williams injures his ankle on Thursday, and then over the weekend, unfortunately, he goes on injured reserve. He's been a huge addition to the defense this year. How do you think losing Milton Williams for four games, he'll be out until late December, what could that mean for the defense, and then what kind of potential stress could that place on the secondary, or how could you guys step up to help out the D-line?
Yeah, man, first off, you know, we hate it for Milt for sure. You know, he's one of the guys that, you know, affect the game every single down and stuff, and, you know, we want him to get healthy and everything, but I believe in the guys, you know, that are stepping up and stuff like that. We've had a lot of situations to where people have to step up, and, you know, our D-line, you know, those guys rotate and everything, so we're going to try to hold it down for him and everything like that until Milt come back and stuff, but we want him to always be fully complete, first off, in order for him to get back onto the field. So,
as a teammate, a captain, a leader, how enjoyable is it to watch some of those guys step up? I know Del Pettis got a shout-out from Coach Vrabel in the post-game breakdown at a key pass defense in the red zone. We've seen Elijah Ponder or Gregory or different, you know, Tonga step up to different roles. How much do you enjoy watching those guys get chances and then take advantage?
I enjoy it a lot. You know, we've seen it from the training camp and, you know, all of these things and everything, and seen it at practice and stuff. So it's great for them to, you know, end up doing it on Sunday night so that everyone else can see and stuff like that, and putting good things on tape, you know. It's one of those situations when one person is down, you know, it's the next guy up, you know, opportunity and everything. And we're just excited for those guys, you know, keep making plays.
Marcus, obviously 4 years in on the New England Patriots now with many hopefully fruitful years to come. You've come across a lot of different players, great leaders, interesting dudes. Mac Hollins seems like a very interesting dude, and people talk about the very positive effect that he has on the sideline and the locker room. Could you just talk about what his leadership and what his presence has meant to the team this year, 2025?
Yeah, it meant a lot. You know, I would say from the sense of the energy every single day. You know, let's get better. You know, we get to do, you know, be here and everything, and take advantage of every opportunity we get. And, you know, it's highs and, you know, lows into the game. But the main thing is, you know, how are you going to respond? And he has that energy anytime that we're in the building. You know, let's take advantage of every opportunity and stuff like that. And, you know, when you have a guy that's on your team that always has your back and stuff, it makes you want to play harder every down you get. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Marcus, one of the storylines that came out last week, thanks to Coach Vrabel letting us know, was that the leadership, you guys, captains, leaders, turned down the opportunity to shorten meetings, turned down the opportunity to go inside for practice on a cold day. How and why did you guys turn those opportunities down, and what do you think that says about your football team moving forward?
Yeah, I feel as though we never want to end up shortcutting the game, you know. Meetings are very important, especially off a short week and everything. We got to make sure to get in what we need to get in. And then the other thing is, you know, that's our home field advantage, you know, when it comes down to the cold and everything. So we're going to be playing in it on Sunday, so, or, you know, that Thursday. But, usually on Sundays and stuff. So we got to make sure that we know how to play and prepare for it.
Yeah, that's a great sign when half the team goes in on an, or over half the team goes in on an off day and gets in a lifter, gets in treatment as well. But that's obviously the effect and inspiration coach has. He also keeps talking about the team can't afford any naps. Yeah, no naps. What does that mean? And does he say that a lot to you guys in meetings?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I would say complacency is a thing that, you know, that can happen to teams and everything. So, you know, we don't have, I believe in this team that we don't have complacency, you know, people in the building. You know, we're always trying to get better and we're trying to find better ways to make things better every single day, whether it's, you know, getting more meeting time, whether it's, you know, extra things at practice, you know, small things. We don't want to end up having the small things end up adding up to where it can be a costly situation. So our thing is always making sure that we give in 110% anything that we end up doing, and then just try to stack good days, get 1% better each day.
I think I can guess the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. You've never fallen asleep in a meeting at any level, have you? High school, college, anything?
Nah.
Have you ever seen a teammate fall asleep? Again, don't point names or fingers at this point, but high school, college, you ever seen a teammate fall asleep in a meeting?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Hey, been to a lot of practices, Andy. Come on, it happens. Hey, Marcus, so obviously you guys, six games left after this like sort of mini bye where you guys got to rest up and heal up a little bit. You go on the road. Who knows exactly who you'll be facing depending on what comes down legally after the weekend. But Cincinnati, you know, it could be a desperate and dangerous team known for scoring a lot of points. What kind of challenges do you think that they'll present, and how do you think they'll stress the secondary?
Yeah, first off, they have a veteran quarterback. You know, I'll start there. They have some explosive players that can, you know, do a lot of things with the ball in their hands. And the main thing is just knowing where those guys are at all time and then communicating and then playing to our keys.
Marcus, we'll get you out on this. And I'm not trying to get you in trouble. This is definitely a very general question. But there's been a lot of talk today about pass interference rules and calls coming out of yesterday's games. Do you feel like pass interference is called consistently? Do you feel like when you go in week to week, you know how it's going to be called? Or is there just a lot of gray area there and sometimes you're a little confused with how it plays out?
I mean, we always end up, you know, having or Braves would talk to us about, you know, certain things. And, you know, us as a team, we kind of know about, you know, what the crew is usually, you know, calling in a sense, and then kind of go from there. But, you know, we always teach the right techniques as, you know, our coaches teaches us the right techniques. And then us as players, we always trying to play with the right technique and everything like that and dial into what we need to dial into. But we don't control the situation of flags. You know, that's above us, you know. So it's like we're just going to play the game, you know, to where we can at the best of our abilities and then go from there.
All right, Marcus, appreciate you joining us on this Patriots Monday after your little mini bye weekend. Good luck preparing for the Bengals, and we'll talk to you next week.
For sure, appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Marcus. That's Marcus Jones, Patriots captain, cornerback, defensive back, punt returner, do-it-all guy here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up in hour number three here on WEEI, we're going to talk to Drake May around 4:15, and we'll continue to break down the Patriots, where they sit, and how they measure up with the rest of the league after we watch the weekend of football. We'll take your call, 617-779-7937. That's all next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.